This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. A butcher shop program is promoting U.S. red meat in Colombia. We'll have more right after this.
Now that harvest has wrapped up and temperatures have plummeted, farmers are finally able to take a breath and catch up on some year-end tasks in December. This month is an opportune time for farmers to reflect on what this year has provided after a long year of challenges to overcome while growing crops and raising livestock. December allows farmers and producers to take note of what they have learned over the past 12 months and make plans for the future of their farming operations. From all of us at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, have a happy holiday season, and remember to take some time to enjoy yourself in the company of your friends and family after a long year of hard work.
With support from the USDA, the National Pork Board, and the Beef Checkoff Program, the U.S. Meat Export Federation helps Colombian butcher shops more effectively merchandise U.S. red meat. USMEF Latin America Representative Homero Recio said the butcher shops play a key role in Colombia's retail sector.
Butcher shops in Colombia make up a larger part of sales in other markets in Latin America. The modern supermarket format is growing in Colombia, but yet so much of the product is sold in these butcher shops. There's still some expansion left in that model for MEF to work in. We are well received. We are welcome to work in that area. And we have really seen the ability for our products, pork and beef, to take market share because of the individual cuts that we offer, the quality that we offer, the size and consistency that we offer. They say, well, what's the price? That's obviously one of the major questions. But we try to move them beyond what's the price. And we have a person that does an evaluation of their business and comes back with recommendations. This has resulted in some cost savings for these butcher shops, additional point of sale material, redesign of some of the butcher shops, and providing information that those butchers can provide to their consumers.
Recio said U.S. pork and beef cuts have gained traction with butcher shop customers.
One of the principal products that goes to Colombia on the beef side is the culotte, the cap of the sirloin. It's a very traditional cut in Colombia, but the U.S. product is of a different quality level. But what we've been adding over the last couple of years is some secondary cuts, like beef short ribs, beef tri-tip. On the pork side, the emphasis is primarily loins.
For more information, visit usmef.org. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.